My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheem Mostert, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a multiple week injury, but this is why you go trade a future third round pick to draft a guy like Jalen Wright in the fourth round. This is a player they're very excited about. Now, I expect Devon Achane to play, look good at practice today. Expect Jeff Wilson to get some run as well, but keep an eye on Jalen Wright. He's got the high end speed. He's got the contact balance and the ball carrier vision. They love this kid.
ESPN's Marcel Louis-Jacques, Jalen Wright rookie.
Great. Did not. Another fast Miami Dolphin player. Great.
Right. Did not play week one. But if you remember Achane, how he came on, he didn't play week one last year, I think. Then week three, they scored 70 points, and it was just insane. So Wright is probably live at some point. He had one carry in week two. Then in week three, Achane, 18 for 203 and two, plus two more receiving touchdowns. Pretty good day. That nobody started him in fantasy, because who's that? The next week he came here, and you could have started him in that game, and he had two more touchdowns, 8 for 101, then 11 for 151. He just had an insane year. He missed time in the middle, 7.3 yards per attempt, and then 8 yards per catch.
And how many attempts?
Well, it's better than that. It's better than that. That was just... Anyway, that was it. Yeah. That's career.
How many times did he carry the ball last year? Do you have that? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be asking.
103.
103 carries. All right. Yeah, it's a healthy amount for a sub back, you know, like a number two, right? He's mostly did he ever unseat Mostert
they
as
were,
the number
it
one?
It wasn't
guy?
Exactly that, no. I mean, yeah. They were just complimentary.
Right.
7.8 yards per carry last year for Achane. And 11 touchdowns on 130 touches. And he did the Bills a couple times too, like two in that first meeting here, and then a great touchdown run, I believe, opened the scoring in the Week 18 game. Here's Richard with us. Hello, Richard.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you guys again. It's been a while. I listen to your show as much as possible.
Thank you.
What I'm looking at for this week and from last week, I noticed at the beginning of the game, I actually watched the whole game and sat without a beer and without a shot last week, so I was able to focus on the game and pay attention a little bit better. At the beginning of the game, I noticed McDermott was not wearing a headset, and I know Bobby Babish is a new defensive coordinator, and he's calling the plays. I was happy to see that he was up there, up in the booth, calling the plays and things, and Sean was, you know, giving him the reins and didn't have a headset on, just let him do his thing. And I found myself saying, come on, Bobby, get them in position, you know, call it, you know, dial it up so they can, you know, do their thing. I was happy to see the guys in the back end. I think it was on the first drive when they were kind of marching towards the end zone. They were, the DBs, they were talking to each other. It was a kind of a miscommunication, misassignment. They got the guys over. And I'm like, yes, that's awesome. Everyone's on the same page. We're doing this. And we look pretty good. After so long, they kind of start taking their hits. You know, start moving the ball, and by the end of the game, I noticed Sean McDermott had a headset on, and he was talking into the microphone like he was last year, and look, he was actually calling the plays on that last drive.
And he was covering his mouth.
And he was covering his mouth, exactly. So that led me to believe that he kind of won on this last drive. He was like, Bobby, I trust you. You're doing a good job. You got us here. But hey, well, let me get into the garage. As Bulldog likes to say, let me get into the garage, and we'll start again next week. So I'm kind of looking at that to see how far and how much of a leash Bobby Babich has and what the actual dynamics of the coaching staff on the defense side is.
Are you saying that you saw McDermott not wearing a headset for like until the end of the game? I'm not sure I'm following. Or did you just see a shot of him on TV without a headset on? Because I've never seen him not wearing a headset in a game. I mean, in given moments, yes, but he's always got a headset on.
No, at the beginning of the game, Bulldogs, he did not have a headset on, and he was doing his thing. They were calling plays first quarter. I'm 95% sure he did not have a headset on. And then next time I looked, and they showed him by the end of the game. Yeah. And I was getting nervous, like, what's going on? Yeah. I'm looking at him, like, and like Mike said, he was talking to the microphone, covering his mouth, like Dan Campbell on the old Applebee's commercial. Don't let it get out.
Right.
I said this on post. Yeah, I didn't notice the headset, but on post game, I said, why is he covering his mouth on that last drive if he's not calling plays or something? So maybe.
I'm sorry. I just think if he was not wearing a headset for like an entire series, an entire quarter, an entire half, three quarters, or until the very last series of the game, like it sounds like Richard is implying, we live in a town where Wade Phillips got slaughtered for not wearing a headset. I just can't. I think you might have seen Sean McDermott without a headset on one moment where he took it off to talk to the ref or something. He's got a headset on all game long.
I don't know.
I do. I'm telling you, the dude wears a headset. I don't know about
the play
calling.
I just didn't notice it on Sunday is all.
I can't believe that he would have not had a headset on for chunks of this game. It would blow my mind.
Yeah, he could. The headset doesn't necessarily imply that he's calling plays anyway. You know, coaches usually are wearing headsets, and they could just be listening and then, you know, chirping.
And talking and contributing and whatever.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, so, you know, even when you brought it up the other day, I mean, I don't know, you know, it's possible he took it over. I'm not disputing that, the possibility of that. But when you brought up this, he had his, you know, he was covering his mouth. You could be talking about what plays are being called or even suggesting plays to be called, and you want to have that covered like they're all suspicious and insane about doing. I just would not. I'm going to need to see more than a guy calling us saying, I saw him on TV without a headset on, to confirm that he's not wearing a headset in these games. That would blow my mind.
For any stretch of it, even, would be enough to make it interesting.
Right. That's what I mean. So I'm saying if that had happened, it would have been noticed, and we would have been talking about it before today, I think. Someone would have brought it up. Hey, I noticed McDermott didn't have a headset on for the whole first quarter or the first drive or whatever. it just would not have escaped attention until now. So, but again, Richard, I'm not disputing that he could have taken over play calling. I don't know. And that's not something that would have had to come up. It's a short week. Like, everybody's rushing to do.
The Bills wouldn't volunteer it.
No, that's for sure. but the headset thing, I would vigorously dispute. Well, I have vigorously disputed it.
It's pretty vigorous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like Margo vigorous, but.
What's Margo vigorous?
Margo Rita Shoap, or Pug. Just like, you've just never seen speed like this. And very active and vigorous as a puppy at coming up on 11 months old. She just loves to run around and just get after it. Do you have, how many toys, how many dog toys do you own? Or does Fred own, if that's how you'd rather have me put it?
We had him down to one. For quite a while, he got this, like, whatever. I think it's a monkey, but it's got, like 8 arms or something. But the face of it looks like a monkey. And unlike every other toy he's ever had, he has not managed to destroy this one. I don't know. I think it's probably because he can't, because I don't think he loves it more than the other ones and just doesn't want to hurt it or something, because that would be, you know, a lot of thought process for a dog.
Mm.
But
your dog, maybe.
Okay, my idiot dog.
No.
He's had this monkey, and it's been stable for months. We got the windows replaced in the attic. And I have a big, big brown leather chair on the one end of the room against where the biggest set of windows in the room are. And so we had to move all this stuff for the window people to come in and put the windows in. And when I moved the chair, there were approximately 11 billion dog toys behind mm-hmm. that chair. And so they've been recirculating, and now, you know, so we've got anywhere between 4 and 10 dog toys.
Okay, good
floating around the house now. I'm not as nuts about keeping them away from him. When I was working in the attic all the time, and he'd come, you know, you'd hear him, and I'm sure it happened numerous times while I was working from there, squeaking. You know, he's got a chew toy, squeak. So I would try to keep those from him while I was working, and that's how a lot of them, I think, ended up behind the chair. Anyway, there's the answer. I get a lot of dog toys right now.
I'm going to get back to that, but I'm also checking on the headset stuff. Like, I'm just watching the highlights. McDermott has a headset on like 1 minute into the game. So I don't know if he took it off, but I think he's wearing one here.
Yeah.
Assuming that's him. Probably. I think I'm right. Do you have dog toy rankings? I do. We have that. They're just me. Nobody else. My wife will comment on the always fluid, like the reverse AFC power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Always fluid dog toy rankings, but
Is this based on usage?
Based on usage and seeming level of interest.
Yeah, right.
Right, which is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Number one has got to be Foxy.
Tell me about Foxy.
Foxy is a fox, long, skinny, and furry.
I get it.
Two is Little Red Ball. I should have gone the other way in the same style as reverse AFC power, right? Reverse dog toy rankings.
Yeah.
Two, sponsored by Empire Electric. Two, they would probably want nothing to do with this. Two is Little Red Ball. Three is Avocado.
An actual?
No. Okay. A big greenish, brownish thing.
Okay. A real avocado, that'd be tough.
Four is Foot.
Your foot? Anyone's foot?
Foot is a brown slipper.
Oh, okay.
Like a furry, small, might have been like my daughter's that she outgrew it. Mm-hmm. Foot. Five has got to be Big Wiffle.
Big Wiffle, one of those. No, what is Big Wiffle?
It's a wiffle ball, like a, sort of a baseball-sized wiffle ball.
Okay.
We call it Big Wiffle.
I was thinking it was one of the big red bat. Like the wiffle, the big. You remember the fat red bat? Like the wiffle ball sets I had as a kid had that little, really almost ridiculously narrow, I don't know, whatever.
The
yellow bat was like, you know.
Just good luck.
Then somebody would always show up with that big red one. Oh, big red one. It was like, you know, anyone could smash a ball over a house with that red one.
No, it's a ball. Wiffle ball, but it goes by Big Wiffle.
Okay. Gotta watch out for Big Wiffle.
We actually have Big Wiffle 2 that's outside. Oh. Big Wiffle 2 hangs out outside. Big Wiffle 1.
Fred has no toys outside.
Well,
there's too much. You know, we live on a somewhat busy corner, and so there's people on bicycles that he has to terrify.
I encourage dog toy rankings. Just brings a little bit of levity to your home if you have a dog.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
weird.
Very strange.
Yeah, that'd be strange.
Paul Hamilton coming up at 6, Bills and Dolphins tomorrow night here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.